See. So, much of the Hazina sounds like a Tochacha. It's a poetic form of a Tochacha. Ram Yisrael fails to listen, fails to learn from history. Zechayim Osalem, Binishnas Dor Vador. Someone once said, the problem with history is we didn't get the minutes from the last meeting. History. We didn't realize what happened in the past, and if we just would read what happened in the past, we wouldn't make the same mistakes. Fail to learn from history. But at some point, Rashi notices it. It's important when you're reading Rashi this week, the psukim turn and they shift from describing Am Yisrael suffering to the end of days, to Achriseyam, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avenging all the people who tortured Am Yisrael, all the people who discriminated against Am Yisrael, and bringing the Geula. Now, most of the psukim that turn towards the end of the Shiras Hazinu are about Hashem avenging all the wicked people, all the people who were Sonei Yisrael. That is a beautiful pasuk, which we know, but we don't fully, I think, appreciate. The last pasuk of Hazinu, Harnino goyim amo, kidam avadav yikom, v'nakam yashiv litzarav, v'chiper ad nasama. We say the pasuk, right? We say it in Avarachamim. Okay, shochei meramim. They're a very important part of our tefillah, to remember all the people who died on Kiddush Hashem. But if you listen to the pasuk carefully, it sounds a little bit almost asynchronous. Harninu goyim amo, all the nations will sing to Hashem's people. Harninu goyim amo. Why? Kidam avadav yikom. John, you can just put it down. Put it down. Kidam avadav yikom, because Hashem will avenge the blood. V'nakam yashiv l'zarev, and will take revenge from the people. V'chiprad masu amo. Why are the people happy that Hashem is taking revenge? You think they'd be sad, they'd be a little distraught, they'd be mournful. Harninu gayim amo. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avenging all of Am Yisrael's suffering. So Rashi has a beautiful, beautiful image. It's a really important image, especially in today's world. Li'oso hazman is a really important pasuk. In the end of days, what will happen? Messianic period? Eschatology? Yeshabchu ha'umos es Yisrael. All the nations will gather in Yerushalayim, and of course they'll see Hashem, V'yeda kol po k'yata b'yalta, V'yavin kol yitzor k'yata yitzarta, V'yamar kol Hashem Hashem, Hashem l'kei Yisrael melech. There will be a theological clarity, Hashem l'kei Yisrael melech. But they will also thank us. And what will they say, Rashi says? They'll thank the Jewish people. Re'u ma shifcha shel umazu. Look how incredible the Jews were. Shedavku ba'kadosh baruch hu b'chol ha'tlehos. They maintained their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu despite all of our attempts to beat it out of them, despite all the inquisitions and holocausts and persecutions and pogroms. She'avra v'lo zavu. And they didn't abandon Hashem. And because they didn't abandon Hashem, we're able to learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemos HaMashiach. Thank you, Boaz. Thank you, Eliyahu. Thank you, Leah. They're all going to line up and thank you. So there won't just be a theological reckoning or clarification. But the law line up, those who aren't wicked, right? Doesn't mean the end of days, all the Gentiles, chas v'shalom, will be annihilated. The wicked people will have their revenge. And most of your average citizens will realize Hashem and actually thank the Jews. And this is really important because we live in a world of a lot of anti-Israel hostility, a lot of BDS, a lot of... So there are people who are enemies, people who are terrorists, people who are assisting terror, people who are actively trying to sabotage the Jewish people. But most of the world, they're not your enemies, they're audiences. One day, Mitzvah Hashem will gather in Yerushalayim, and they'll learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only will they learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they'll thank you. Harnino goyim amo. They'll say thank you. They'll sing our praise. Kidam. This is probably the most powerfully messianic slash universalistic pasuk in the entire Torah. About the end of days, remember, our goal in the end of days is not to annihilate anyone, and certainly not to convert anyone, but to show the world monotheism. We're the only religion that has no conversion agenda. Christianity is endgame. L'havdil, everyone becomes a Christian, or is eliminated as the infidel. Islam's endgame, everyone becomes a Muslim, or is eliminated as an infidel. And radical fundamentalist Islam has already started on that project. We have no interest in converting anyone. We just want them to get to Yerushalayim, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, but not only that, but they'll thank you. You know, we've tried to kill you, we tried to persecute you, we tried to deny you your own homeland, and not only did you triumph, but you didn't lose hope, and you inspired us. It's a really important pasuk, and a really important Rashi. Okay, another Rashi. We don't often connect between Avraham Avinu and Dor Migdal Bavel. Separate parshios. Migdal Bavel concludes Parshas Noach. Avraham begins Parshas Lech Lecha. We tend to associate Migdal Bavel more with the Dor HaMabul. What was the difference between the Dor HaMabul and Migdal Bavel? Because they more or less bracket Noach. So literally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to read Noach versus Dor HaMabul, and Chazal read that in. But chronologically, Avram was born 8 years after Migdal Bavel, 8 years before Migdal Bavel. He's 8 years old in Migdal Bavel. Migdal Bavel is 1,900 years before, not 1940, 1,900 years, about 2,000 years BCE. Okay, which would make it 4,000 years, about 2,000, 1,900 years into history in Bria Zola. Parshas Hazino draws our attention to this in a really fascinating manner. Beginning of the Parsha talks about early stages of history when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Hanchel Elyon Goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allocated all the lands to the various nations. Behafrido b'nei Adam, and he separated different ethnicities and nations and peoples. Yatsev Givulos Amim, and he created boundaries. Lemispar b'nei Yisrael. So what does that mean, Lemispar b'nei Yisrael? The first part of the pasuk seems very historical. Hashem is carving out what is, you know, Anglia, what is, you know, the Saxon area, what is the Viking area, what ancient history, the Mayans, the Eskimos, which caves do these Neanderthals inhabit, which caves do those, the sounds like very early, and, you know, keeping the Tyrannosaurus rexes at bay. This is like really early in history before there were even nations. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Lemispar b'nei Yisrael, ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chelo nachlaso, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen Yaakov and his area. So Rashi is a very interesting point. It's a series of Rashi, but basically what Rashi is saying is, during Dor HaFlaga, it's not really Dor HaFlaga, but Dor HaFlaga, that's just Dor HaFlaga, Dor HaMidbar, at a certain point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at humanity and said, you know, these people, I have to bring a Mabul again, I have to annihilate them again. That was Hashem's preferred decision. There's only one problem. The Jewish people are amongst them. Even though I want to punish humanity for their failures, but b'shvil mispar b'nei Yisrael sh'asidim latzeis b'nei Shem, because Shem's ancestors are living amongst them. Again, it may be Dor HaFlaga, maybe Dor Migdal Bavel, which is a really fascinating concept. That humanity was spared a second Mabul because Avram's ancestors, some of Shem's descendants, were living amongst them, and the Jewish people had to germinate from humanity. I mean, I have a kasha on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just wipe, not, I don't say this in a trivial fashion, but just wipe out humanity and start again. Like Noach, you pulled it off once, you annihilated a corrupt and morally degenerate world, and you spared one person, one family, one individual, and he restarted humanity. So if humanity has reached that nadir, that low point, that you have to annihilate them again, doesn't Jewish history begin with Avram and Lech Lecha? So just evidently there was a movement. Some of Shem's descendants already had pre-Judaic traits to them, and they were living amongst the population. And Hashem said, those genetic traits that Avram's ancestors have, I have to use that as a platform to create the Jewish people. You wouldn't think this. Kadosh Baruch Hu just selects Avram out of nowhere. He says, you're the man. And now, of course, he reveals himself to him and takes him to Eretz Yisrael. So there's nothing wrong with destroying humanity a few hundred years earlier. And finally, one tzaddik. But no, there were pre-Avraham, pre-Jewish descendants of Shem. This sounds a lot like the Kuzari. When the Kuzari talks about Jewish selection, we feel Jewish selection is either, well, it's arbitrary, not random, but Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Avram. He's maybe a moral person, maybe a kind person, and maybe Avram had discovered Hashem. Or even if there's something that Avram possesses, it's within Avram himself. He's the progenitor. He's the launch. Because Ari says, no, the Jewish people have a predisposition to be very stubborn. Am ksheyaref, anu ksheyaref, atam alei rachamim, and we can resist the challenges of history. We have a genetic predisposition for supernatural processing. We can process nevuah. Therefore, the Jewish people chose it. Evidently, there was something genealogical. Even before Avram, even before Terach. Terach may have some of those traits, but even before Terach, or maybe this Rashi is referring to Terach, but it's a real paradigm shift in Rashi, that there were people of Shem living amongst the nations, and the nations had to be spared, so instead of being annihilated, they were redistributed, which again, casts the Jewish people, even before Jewish history begins, as the rescuers of humanity. That the Jewish people ultimately avert another apocalypse of the world. So, Bafrido b'nei Adam, this is happening in the beginning of Hazinu. Maybe one more Rashi, towards the end of Hazinu. At the end of Hazinu, Shem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayidaber Hashem l'Moshe bi'etzem hayom hazeh lemar. Ascend to the mountain, look at Eretz Yisrael, for you won't enter. This is the final ascent. Go up to Har Avraham, you won't see Eretz Yisrael, you won't. That phrase, etzem hayom hazeh, is very dramatic. It happens only two other times in the Chumash. Once, when Hashem delivers the Mabul. Once, when they leave Mitzrayim. And when Moshe is retiring. So, it's something to think about why. But Rashi's pshat is as follows. Then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Mabul, humanity was very confident and cocky. Yeah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the Mabul, we'll go up to Shemayim, we won't let Noach come into the Teva. Remember, part of the cockiness of Migdal Bavel, we mentioned before, they were post-Mabul, they thought they could support the heavens and build foundations to hold up the sky and prevent another Mabul. So this evidently, people felt like, at the very least, if we're going down with the ship during the Mabul, we'll prevent Noach and all of humanity will be annihilated. Maybe they were trying to challenge Hashem, well, you can't kill everyone because you still need some human beings. So if we prevent Noach from entering the Teva, then you'll have to close the faucets. So Hashem says, you know what, Be'etzem Hayomaz, I'm going to bring the Mabul noon. Don't think that you're not prepared. Don't think that you sleep. Oh, had we been there, we would have been able to rally against Hashem. Clear daylight, high noon, you know, okay corral, Hashem versus humanity. Don't think you can prevent this Mabul or prevent Noah from entering the Teva. Same thing in Mitzrayim. Pharaoh said, you're going to try to take the Jewish people out. We'll protect them. We'll prevent them. We'll deter them. And the third part is Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is a really, really odd juxtaposition. Let's see. Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to defeat? Dora Mabul, Egyptians, and the Jewish people who are trying to prevent Moshe from being taken from them. That's not good company. Oy la Rasha, oy la Shechina. Hashem is trying to send a message to the Dora Mabul and to Paro Melech Mitzrayim and to the Jewish people. His three enemies. So there's a lot here to be said about how Hashem is teaching human beings about mortality, that everyone dies. And Hashem is teaching human beings about replaceability, that even Moshe Rabbeinu could be replaced. Sometimes I lived through two times in my life where I thought we had suffered an irreparable loss. When the Rav was Nifter, I opened my eyes and said, how could the world continue? When Rav Aaron was Nifter, I felt my whole world had been torn asunder. And I can imagine, the Gemara talks about when Rebbe was Nifter, I can imagine when the Vilna Gaon was Nifter. My Zaidi told me stories about going to the Levaya of the Chafetz Chaim. The European community felt like Judaism would have tens of thousands of people. Everyone's replaceable. Kodesh Baruch Hu brings new people and new leaders and new guides and new individuals. But there's a deeper meaning here. This is a swan song for Moshe Rabbeinu. The people at this point love him so much that at least literally, it's not like it's really going to happen. They're willing to rebel against Hashem and prevent Moshe from being taken. We love Kivayacha. We love Moshe so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're like your enemies now, Kivayacha. We're like the Mitzrayim. We're like the Aramabel. We're not going to let you take Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to oppose you. We're going to start protecting. We'll circle the wagons. You can't get through. To get to Moshe, you have to go through us. What's really being said here is Moshe deserves this honor. Because after so many years of dealing with their pettiness and their hatred and their insolence and their maturity and their insurrections and their attacks on Moshe Rabbeinu, and now it's at the point where they love him so much, they're even kivayachal, they're like the Egyptians and like the Dora Mabul. That's how far they're willing to go to oppose HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem says, you know what, I think this is really a Rashi describing the Ahava for Moshe Rabbeinu, not describing, you know, the infantilism of the Jewish people. Oh, we'll prevent Moshe from going to Shemayim. This is showing how much love they had for their leader at this point, that in theory, they'd be willing to go to all lengths, even to turn into Egyptians or the Dora Mabul, to prevent and protect their great leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. This is how Hazino ends, and then the next parsha is Vezosa Bracha Shebrach. This is their bracha to Moshe, and now Vezosa Bracha begins with Moshe's bracha to us. This is their bracha to Moshe. We love you so much. We love you, again, I'm saying this, you know, in a Hasidish way, Chutzpahdik way. We love you more than a Kodesh Baruch Hu way. No, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes, we'll hold on to you. We'll protect you. This is a different voice that we haven't heard before. That's why the Torah is slipping in, it's coding in. They're like the Egyptians. They're like the Dora Mabul. That's how much affection they have. They're willing to go to the distance. And Hashem says, of course, it's not going to happen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Shabbat Shalom.